Hi, this is Dick Collins, and welcome. Today with me is Jessica Johnson. She's the Star Elementary School principal in Dodgeland School in Juneau, Wisconsin. She's the district assessment coordinator in Wisconsin, and her blog is listed as one of the top 20 education administration blogs in the country. She co-moderates the EduCoach Weekly Twitter chat, and she co-hosts the Principal Podcast. So, Jessica, thank you for being on my show, and I really appreciate your service.
Well, thanks for having me.
Do you have cheese? Do you make cheese in Juneau?
Actually, we have a cheese factory in the town next to us that many of our students live in.
Well, I bet that's pretty good. Do you have a cheese hat?
I do not have a cheese hat, we are proud cheese heads here, yes.
Since I am new to Twitter, can you tell me exactly what Twitter chat is?
Sure. Well, when you are on Twitter, you will always see the tweets of people that you follow, but there's Twitter hashtags. If you put those in the search bar, that allows you to see anything that people are tweeting with that hashtag. And in the education world, a lot of educators have created Twitter hashtags that are specific to their topic in education. For example, I co-moderate the EduCoach chat, and we've scheduled that for 9 o'clock Central Standard Time on Wednesday nights. And anybody who's interested can join in on that Twitter chat, and we really target it for school leaders and instructional coaches. And so when I log into Twitter, and I usually use a website called tweetchat.com, and I type in EduCoach, and so I will see any tweets from people that are using the EduCoach hashtag, and we tweet out questions as the co-moderators, and there's just a great discussion every single week on that. And if anybody's interested in what kind of other Twitter chats there are out there for educators, just Google Cybraryman Twitter, and you will get a list of all of the scheduled Twitter chats from Cybraryman.
How many people are on your Twitter chat every week?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it really varies. I think it could be anywhere from 20 to 80 people.
Now, what is a hashtag?
A hashtag is basically just a topic, and it's the pound sign and then a word. And so if you put a hashtag into the search bar on Twitter, you'll see any tweets with that. A lot of sports and news channels will have hashtags. TV shows have hashtags. But some of my favorite hashtags in the education world would be CP Chat for Connected Principals. EduCoach, obviously. PrincipalCast is our podcast, and we use the hashtag PrincipalCast. EdChat is a very popular hashtag. There's a wide variety out there, and it helps you expand your professional learning network by searching on those topics using that hashtag.
That's pretty good. And so do you follow principals in Florida or Texas or California?
Oh, absolutely. I have principals from all over the country. And that's the great thing about Twitter is that, you know, I am in a very rural school in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin, yet I can learn from all of the principals across the country and learn about great things that they are doing in their schools and make those things happen at our school, even though, you know, we're very rural and don't get out much.
Were you always a tech, were you ahead of the curve in being a technology guru?
You know, I don't know if I'd say ahead of the curve. I've always been quick to pick up on technology, and I think Twitter just completely amplified everything I learned about technology because, you know, I wouldn't be searching for things about technology, but then when I check my Twitter feed and people will tweet things out of, you know, a new app on the iPad or how to make a podcast or a screencast, then I will learn more about it, and I love finding those ideas and sharing them with my teachers to help them in their classrooms.
That's great. That's very impressive. Now, you're an EduCoach. What is an EduCoach, and how'd you get started as an EduCoach?
Well, actually, EduCoach is a term that we just came up with for that Twitter chat.
This is a Wisconsin term?
No. Nope. The other two co-moderators of EduCoach, one is an instructional coach in Iowa, that's Kathy Perrette, and then Shira Leibowitz is a head of schools in New York. So we actually met online on Twitter and just had a common interest on instructional coaching and using the instructional coaching framework as a principal, and we came up with EduCoach Chat.
Okay, well, that's great. Did you contact Kathy or Ms. Leibowitz?
You know, actually, I think Kathy is the one who contacted Shira and I, and we started this about 2 years ago, and we've had a chat every single week. We've gone to some conferences together, and we're actually writing a book together.
All right, so what's the subject of your book going to be?
The subject of the book is the idea of principals leading with a coaching hat more than that of an evaluator's hat. Everybody in their job is probably evaluated by their supervisor where they're giving, you know, some rating of how well they're doing. The idea of leading with a coach's hat is that, yes, we are the evaluator, but we're giving our teachers helpful feedback for them to improve, not just saying you're effective or you're ineffective, not just giving a rating, but walking them through the process, asking them reflective coaching questions, and helping them make their own professional development plans so that they can improve individually.
Well, you're doing a pretty impressive job. So what is your coaching style?
My coaching style is just that of being more of an instructional coach that's asking reflective questions, sharing my observations with teachers, and helping them decide on their one focus for each lesson, versus, you know, going through the whole list of indicators that teachers are evaluated on and saying this is good and that's not good, but focusing on, you know, the one thing that they can do to make a difference.
Well, that's pretty good. So, now, you're a Twitter evangelist.
I am.
Now,
yes.
What does that mean?
That means that I continue to do everything I can to tell people how great Twitter is. I know you said that I'm so smart, which I appreciate. However, I feel like I am only as smart as all the people on Twitter. I get all of my great ideas from other principals and educators on Twitter, and I would not be able to do as well as I am now without all of those people that I'm connected with.
Lots of people, lots of smart people out there. Now, has technology changed your views of coaching? How's that impacted you and your career?
Well, I mean, technology's had a huge impact just in being able to connect with other educators on social media, but I have also... It's really helped me be more effective in being able to manage my time and everything that I need to do. I can spend more time out in classrooms observing and giving teachers feedback because I have my iPad with me. I don't have to, you know, write out my observations on formal paper and make copies of it. I can keep up with my emails when I'm out of the office, out in classrooms. I can get a lot of work done that way without being stuck in my office.
Well, I wanted to ask you, is there something that's impacted your career that got you started and excited to get into education? Is there something that inspired you?
I had watched my younger sister struggle with learning to read, and watching her struggle with that made me want to be a teacher that really helps every student learn.
Well, you're doing that. You're making a difference. So thank you so much for joining us. And so now, how do I get to be an edu coach? And how do I get in touch with you?
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Principal J, or you can follow my blog, principalj.net. And you can certainly follow the hashtag EduCoach.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jessica.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me again.